The Torah, the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch tells us that mitzvah of kibud av va'em, respecting parents, has its limits, its restrictions. The Torah insists and demands that children respect the parents as much as they do Hashem, because there are three partners in the birth of every child. The father and mother produce the child physically. Hashem provides the five senses and the soul. Hashem says, since we three are partners in you, I demand that you give us equal respect. Despite this, though it is equal, yet if the two partners should rebel against the third, against Hashem, if they should tell the child to disobey Hashem, then that rule is nullified. No longer does there exist the command of respect or honor to a parent. A parent is respected only as long as the parent himself or herself is loyal, pays allegiance to Hashem, who is the creator of all. Once the parent attempts to turn the child away from Hashem, then the child is commanded to disregard the parent's orders. Despite this, of course, there still should be no open display of disrespect. The Gemara says even if the parent is a Rasha, completely wicked, it is forbidden for a child to embarrass or to insult the parent. He is not to obey orders that would transgress against Hashem's commands, but he still must show a sign of passive respect. In this case, Asa was compelled to remove his mother in an act of disrespect, because if he would not, she would have continued to mislead people into following the same wrong path of Avodah Zarah as previously. And so she was dethroned, and Asa reigned over the Jews with a strong hand. And despite this, he was very much beloved, because the Jews knew that returning to Hashem would mean a new life of happiness and purity for them.